Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Gordon, welcome. Where you got his nickname from, because I still don't know. We're going to find out later. Your first song, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. I mean, you, that little 12-year-old watching these megastars on television, they inspired you. And I think that's what this song is all about, right?
I think definitely, you know, back then, I never knew that the 20-year journey it would take me to get to where I am right now, but it's quite a significant song, you know, Don't Stop Believing. You never stop believing in your dreams.
What a great anthem, eh? Can you imagine waking up every morning? That's the first song you should listen to. Farhan Behardin, is that right? Behardin.
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 There we go.
Ek is Afrikaans eindelijk.
A lot of the people say Behardin, but
Behardin,
it's a
Behardin.
I don't mind.
Okay. And you've only got one, it's Farhan. You don't have a middle name or
no,
anything.
No, just Farhan.
Okay. It's nice to have you here, a Protea. I've got a little bat here. It's on Twitter. This is the only bat I know how to handle. So David Visser, your big friend as well, you play with him there at Titans. He signed this for me. Will you sign this for me later on?
I will sign it for you with pleasure.
And I've got one already, so hopefully we'll get all the other cricketers in here as well. But once again, it's a pleasure to have you. It's an honor. And, you know, do you really want to come in here on a Wednesday night and chat to Barney Simon and, you know, where you could be at home relaxing? We're going to talk about what you do during the day and stuff like that. Okay, then your first day at primary school, from primary school to high school, was that easy? Was it tough for you? Because did all of you, the whole school, go to the next school, or were you the only one?
So all my friends were going to particular high school. One was called Belgravia High School in Cape Town. It was close to my primary school, and the other one was Alexander Sinton, and my mom was close family friends with a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine now, sent her son to a high school called Westerford High School. It was a so-called Model C school in 1997. Totally out of my comfort zone. I had no friends. I wasn't too certain on going to this particular school. I was a bit nervous. You know, it's quite easy to be comfortable, and that's what I wanted to do. But my mom and my dad had the foresight to send me to a better school. It was always her dream to give me a good education. So I went to Westerford High School, not knowing a soul. It opened my eyes up. It is, you know, I'm always thankful for the education and the 5 years that I spent there, because it made me meet and interact with a whole host of people that I wouldn't have necessarily interacted with. And I became a lot more tolerant of a whole race of people, blacks, coloreds, white people, Indians, a whole host of religions, you know, Muslim, Jews, Christians, whatever, atheists. There was a whole host of people in our particular year. So, you know, it taught me a little bit about the world and taught me a little bit about people. And, but the first few months was a little bit scary. You know, you gotta get to know people, and you gotta make new friends, which was a bit tough. But fortunately, through sport, you know, I played cricket. So when high school started in 1997, it starts in I think the first week in Feb, maybe, or the last week in January. It's summer, so cricket trials start, and I was so excited, and automatically you meet like 15, 20 boys that are trying to play for the under 14 A side, and you get to know them, and you go in a cricket camp, and you know, you make friends. So I mean, so as nervous as it was in the beginning, you know, meeting these people and becoming friends with them, you know, made it a good start for me.
Also, I think that the school teachers must have played a major role in your life. I mean, do some of them stand out? Do you still remember some good old teachers that taught you discipline and stuff? Because I mean, that you get that at home, but now you're a lot of boys and you're all naughty. And there's that one teacher that with discipline, but also it's like your second father. You know what I mean?
There's a teacher that comes to mind. His name is Mr. Bissett. I'm not too sure if he's listening. I don't know if he's listening at all. There's a guy called, he was the vice president, the vice principal at our school. There was two of them, Mr. Broster and Mr. Bissett. Mr. Broster was bad cop. Mr. Bissett, he had a, he was very like disciplined. So he would discipline you, but he would handle the situation sensitive to who the person was. And he had a good understanding of who he was working with and how he would handle. So each person would be different. So he'd be slightly harsher with you, and he'd be less harsh with me, so to say. And he got me out of a few sticky situations in high school, you know, but still being fair. So he stands out, and he was a good teacher, he was a good leader, and he spoke with confidence, and he was very proud of the school, and that, you know, instilled something in me to make me proud. I'm still very proud of my school to this day, Westerford High School. Not necessarily a very sporting school, but back then and still today, a very academic school. It's one of the bigger feeding schools for UCT at the moment. So, you know, I'm very grateful for his influence, and like I've mentioned, very grateful for my parents having that foresight to send me to this particular school.
Now, do you go back to the school? Have they asked you back? I mean, you are virtually a household name now, and, you know, it didn't come overnight. It was hard work. Do you love giving something back to your school and the people who looked after you on the way to the top?
I've been there before, after I made my debut for South Africa, probably a couple of months afterwards. I actually, it is a very surreal moment, sitting down in assembly. There's about 1,200 kids, and you know, seeing people come in and do, so you got to do like a devotion. So there's announcements, and then somebody or the guest speaker would say a few words, and there'll be a little prayer, and just quite surreal, because well, quite a few years back, up until I made my debut, you know, I used to sit there and watch people come in and do it. And I was asked, because I'm still, like, whenever I go to Cape Town, I'm actually going to Cape Town tomorrow morning for a couple of weeks to see the family. It's been a while. So Saturday's rugby. I mean, rugby's on. It's a big derby day against Bergfield High School. I'll be there to support. I played rugby in high school, very, very passionate about it. So I went to the rugby when I went down after about a couple of months after making my debut, and I got asked to do a devotion, and I was pretty nervous, you know, standing up in front of 1,200 kids, and you got to give them a little bit of history, and you got to give some words of motivation and encouragement, and but I got through that, you know, and you know, that was that was pretty cool. And so when I go back, when I go tomorrow, I'll probably be doing another devotion next week, in the week. And I have a signed shirt for them that I want to present, because they got a new clubhouse overlooking the rugby fields and the hockey fields. They got a new AstroTurf hockey field. So I'll be presenting a signed shirt from the Proteas. One of my first cricket shirts that I've, you know, that I represented my country in, and hopefully, I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but hopefully they'll put it up in the clubhouse.
And they'll be so proud. Every kid that walks past, I'll salute you. Now, it's the number 28. Was that the first number? You're not allowed to choose the numbers, are you?
You are allowed to choose the numbers. Okay. So for a big part of my career, I used to have 11, but I used to play left wing at high school. I played. So like Brian Banner, so number 11 used to be like my number through and through. And then as things change, I decided to do it year by year. So every year I changed my number to the age that I am. Okay. So it started at 24, and next year I'll be 25 and 26. So the number would change. And then when it got to 28, that was the year that I made my debut for South Africa. So then the shirt number was number 28. I was 28 when I made my debut. And since that day, it stayed 28, because that number is quite significant.
And so far, you've made $28 million or rand in sponsorship. We'll talk about all those things later. But so now we know where the number 28 comes from. I hope you're listening at home or in your car, wherever you are, because we've got a nice little present. What would you like to give to all your fans listening right now? We'll ask that question just before midnight. What have you got to give them tonight?
It's not $28 million. um, hopefully just a little bit of advice, really, a bit of fudgy advice going forward.
Another little thing, something that you wear that we'd like to give away a little later on. I'm going to have to like force you to give it away.
Sorry, man, I completely slipped my mind. So before midnight, there'll be a shirt with my name on it, my number 28. It's a signed shirt, and I'll be giving that away later in the show. I'm sure Barney will fill you guys in on that.
Oh, I want to wear it. It won't fit me. So we're going to ask a question a little later on. It's on the SMS line, and you could be the proud owner of Farhan's number 28 Protea shirt. Lovely. I mean, that's a collector's item, I tell you. Okay, our next song, Florence and the Machine. I couldn't believe this when I saw this on your list. I mean, you got Duran Duran, Goldfish, Clean Bandit. I've never heard of Clean Bandit before. So you will
hear them in a little bit. Hopefully, when you get to play them.
All right, here we go. Florence and the Machine, and then we'll chat about this song. 37942 at a cost of R1.50. Say, how's it? You can follow us on Twitter at Barney Simon. What is your Twitter handle?
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decorandi.